Okay. Did you get those big words?
I got it.
All right. Other than verbal presentation must be pre-approved by the chairman.
And you have the ability to ask what the presentation
is
going to
be. Yes, you can put that on the list. You can make them sign in as to what it's about. You can, and actually, the county council has a sign-in sheet for someone to speak.
I think you need to
sign in and have to state what their comments are going to be about. Because if it is not pertinent to something county council is doing, if someone were to talk about Social Security, we could say that's not within our jurisdiction and you're not going to speak.
So are you recommending that we have a sign-in sheet for the speakers only or for all of the public that enters?
Anyone who wants to speak.
Just the anyone who wants to speak.
During public comment.
During public comment needs to sign in when the meeting first starts?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of times you'll have somebody who either generates anxiety or thinks of a comment after you speak, and then, I didn't think of that. I want to say something on that. You know,
County Council puts their sign-in sheet at the beginning of the meeting, but we actually don't collect it until right before other business. We have had people actually sign as it's being walked to the front of the room, and you can do that. Or you could state you're going to sign in at the beginning of the meeting, and then that's it, no exceptions. But whatever rule you set, if you want to be that stringent, you can do that. Because, again, you are not required to have any public comment. All the public is required to be able to do is to observe your actions.
Well, how about prior to any speaking or presentation that they are required to sign in? Now, for example, if somebody says, you know what, I really want to speak on this because I didn't think this would get out of hand. I want to speak. Then, okay, then they need to come up here, sign their name in, fill in what the topic of discussion is. Yeah. We have the opportunity to say, wait a minute, that's Social Security. That's bogus. Right. Okay? Or, no, that's pertinent to the group. We will hear it.
Right. That's fine. And just have it at the corner of the table. And someone, before it's time to speak, or before you have the public comment, walk it up to the chair. The chair looks at it and says, I see so-and-so wants to speak. You have 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever you decide as your time limit. You have that time limit to address this committee.
So
you look at it.
So with that, I would recommend after the call to order, then the second agenda item should be, as protocol, should be the review of the, what do you want to call it? What's the proper term for that? Where they signed in, the sign-in sheet for public speaking?
And you would do that right before. Do you normally put your comments, public comments, item 5?
It's usually in the first, which I think we should switch to the last item. That way, every item that's covered, if they're sitting in the audience and they want to comment on, they have the opportunity to listen to what we do and then comment on anything that is covered. If they go first and then all of a sudden want to talk about wildlife management, they aren't afforded that opportunity because they went first. That's what we do at council.
Okay.
Before we go into executive session, public comment is the last thing.
So otherwise you get people injecting their comments as we're trying to have our discussion, you get somebody stand up one bit. I think Todd makes a good point.
Okay. I like that.
And I also think we need not 3 to 5, we need one.
Yeah.
One amount, whatever that is, I'd recommend 3 minutes because that's a long time when they're up there speaking.
That's right, and just cut it off. And a few seconds before, we have a little timer that the president of the council uses, and he'll state, you're at the end of your time. Could you wrap up, please?
And they only let you speak once.
Only speak once. You do not go back and someone else comes up, and then that person wants to come back and speak again. And say, that reminded me of something else. You don't do it.
Yeah, I know I got caught on that myself because a county councilman, after I'd made my comments, said something that was wrong, and I was not allowed to rebut it. Still have heartburn over that.
And if they have a lengthier discussion item, then they should request to be put on the agenda.
Right.
And then they be vetted by you. I vet people that come in and want to speak to the council. I can't ask them specifics, but if they want to come in and talk about Social Security, then I know that that's not proper. We're not going to put you on. But if they want to talk about zoning, then we can put them on if that's appropriate.